Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about everything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site's super simple and easy to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals.
We're talking now with Dr. Clint Russ, of course, for Animal Science Department Head, Oklahoma State University, Division of Agriculture. And Dr. Russ, let's talk a little bit about how your division, you're one of the larger departments within the entire university.
Yes, sir.
And so you obviously have had a lot of different variety of experiences over this year of pandemic. How has been able to cope and hopefully get to this other side?
Well, you know, when we were here at the OIE last year, and we knew we were going home to the second half of the semester online for everybody, I talked to our faculty about trying to get better if they had previous experience online, why to try to get better, and if they'd never taught online, not to be afraid of it, and not to be afraid to ask the students how they were doing, and try to be able to say by the time we got to the end of the semester that we were better at it, and I think we did improve. Then when President Hargis said in May that we needed to be prepared for the fall, and he wanted to teach as many face-to-face classes, particularly for the freshmen and sophomore students, why we geared up for that as well. And so we went through a lot of different iterations preparing for the fall. And one of those was realizing that if we were going to social distance, like the CDC recommended, we needed to teach in some places we'd never taught before, like potentially the basketball arena or the football stadium or the West Watkins Center. And so we ended up teaching in some places that we hadn't. And I think it worked out okay. I think we'd all prefer to be face-to-face and eventually without masks and so forth. But I think our folks have done well. I'm proud of our faculty for how hard they've worked, and I'm proud of our students for hanging in there, and they've adjusted too.
I know that you've obviously had to not only make those kind of adjustments, but you've also had to rethink, in some cases, I'm sure, some of the curriculum.
Absolutely, and one in particular I can think about, our reproduction lab. We believe that hands-on learning is very, very important, especially in our line of work in both animal and food science. And so we've tried to adapt those labs, and maybe we've had to cut back on the number of labs and just focus on what we thought were our best labs and really concentrate. We've had smaller numbers for those and yet tried to still give the students as much hands-on learning as we could.
Head of the Department of Animal Science at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Clint Russ, talking with us on the sidelines at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Supreme Heifer Champions were named yesterday. The Supreme Purebred Heifer Champion was owned by Kelton Arthur of Ripley 4-H, and the Supreme Champion Percentage Heifer was the champion maintainer, shown by Mackenzie Layton of Amber Pocasset, FFA. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 22nd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 100 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2019 to spring 2020 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and Half Brothers from our top donor dams. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
And that's her farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.